This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The Biden Family Plan.
A historic investment in education and childcare.
Incentives to get your vaccine shot.
I got it at a local bar.
Can schools punish students for social media posts?
A really important First Amendment case.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden is set to lay out his agenda in a speech to a joint session of Congress tonight. The pandemic and the economy are front and center, and so is a new plan for families in this country. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
President Biden will introduce the American Families Plan. The administration said it would save the average family $13,000 and offer free preschool for all 3- and 4-year-olds, along with 2 free years of community college for all. It would also extend the child tax credit through 2025. Officials said tax reform and increases on the wealthiest Americans will pay for the nearly $2 trillion package. The president's first address to Congress will cover his other priorities, too. Police reform, immigration, gun safety, foreign policy, and ending the pandemic. Democrats are praising the president's performance so far.
The average American needs to feel that they have a really bright and sunny future.
While Republicans are already pouncing.
I knew the president would be left of center, but I never thought he'd be left of Lenin.
Join me for our coverage of the president's address tonight, starting at 8:30 Eastern Time on the CBS News Radio Network. Though for people who've been vaccinated, the CDC says in most cases, masks can come off outdoors.
Can I take my mask off?
Even indoors, too, if the group is small and everyone's had their shots. President Biden says the news should be encouragement for reluctant people to roll up their sleeves.
Getting together with friends, going to a park for a picnic without needing to mask up. We're back to that place now as long as you get vaccinated.
The CDC says since the start of the month, the daily average for vaccinations has dropped 20%. In Louisiana, CBS's Omar Villafranca has a look at incentives and unique places to get a shot.
23-year-old Brandon Bro went to a bar with friends and ended up vaccinated.
It was a shot-for-shot night.
Why didn't you go to a vaccination site or a doctor's office?
Well, the convenience is what spoke to me most today, the fact that it's literally 5 feet away from me.
That type of convenience makes a difference in reaching the unvaccinated. The Shots for Shots program is run by Relief, a telehealth company. CEO Vishal Vasanji.
People trust people that they're familiar with, and so if we're friends, I could come to you and say, hey, the process was easy, here's what it is, and it might get you one step closer to getting vaccinated.
But success varies by night. Only a handful of people got the shot.
Now to Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
No justice!
Police arrested some people who violated an 8 p.m. curfew in protests over the police shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr. The FBI's launched an investigation, and today a judge will consider whether to release body camera video. City Manager Montre Freeman.
Mr. Brown's family deserves some transparency that they're not receiving. These citizens in Elizabeth City deserve it.
Body camera footage has been released in Alameda, California, that shows officers pinning a man to the ground for more than 5 minutes after a scuffle in a park. Later, 26-year-old Mario Gonzalez died. His mother calls it a case of excessive force.
The police department lying to me. They said my son keep fighting with the officer. I said, no, come on. You guys made a mistake. My son never going to fight with nobody.
The video shows Gonzalez dazed and struggling to answer questions before the encounter, with officers suggesting he'd been drinking. We're hearing this morning from a juror in the Derek Chauvin murder case. The ex-Minneapolis cop was convicted last week in the death of George Floyd. 31-year-old Brandon Mitchell tells CBS This Morning he did not feel outside pressure to reach a guilty verdict.
11 of us, we were already on board for guilty for the manslaughter. One person was still unsure. Each person kind of went down the line on why they thought it was guilty. We did another vote maybe 40 minutes later after we went through everybody, and everybody was on the same page for the manslaughter.
A suspect's under arrest in New York City in the attack on a 61-year-old Chinese immigrant who was repeatedly kicked in the head. State Assemblyman Ron Kim rallied support for the hospitalized victim.
We come here today to say stop targeting, scapegoating, and killing Asian Americans.
Reuters reports the Justice Department has repealed a Trump-era policy that withheld federal grant money for sanctuary cities in states that refused cooperation with federal immigration authorities. The Navy says an American warship fired warning shots when ships of Iran's Revolutionary Guard came too close to a patrol in the Persian Gulf. The Navy says the incident happened Monday night in international waters. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today on a battle over whether schools can discipline students for something they say off campus. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says this is about a suspended cheerleader who had a profanity-laced social media post.
The broader principle at stake here is how much First Amendment protection will there be for students in an era where everything can be readily accessed through cell phones and social media.
A federal appeals court says plans for 3D-printed, self-assembled ghost guns can be posted without State Department approval. This reinstates a Trump administration order that took those weapons off the government's munitions list. Has a policy employed by some airlines designed to thwart the coronavirus done more harm than good?
Boarding passengers seated at the back of the aircraft first not only fails to cut the risk of COVID infection, it raises it by 50%. And it's twice as risky as boarding a plane at random. The researchers, writing in the Royal Open Science Journal, recommend instead boarding those in window seats before aisle seats, as well as closing overhead luggage racks, which bring passengers into close contact with each other. Vicky Barker, CBS News. London.
The pandemic's posed problems for a lot of people looking to get real ID driver's licenses. Now, Homeland Security has postponed the deadline for them to be needed to board flights and enter some federal buildings from October 1st of this year to May 3rd, 2023. Apple is shaking up the tech world with a new privacy feature that gives users more control. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
Apple users now have to opt in to third-party apps tracking their online activity data. Before, users could only opt out.
Switching from opt-out to opt-in is huge.
Jenny Gephardt with the nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation says the new policy will be a sea change for digital advertisers.
This tracking feature wasn't built for users, it was built for advertisers, and it's never worked in users' best interests.
Apps can build a user's profile by collecting web surfing data like your interests, demographics, to send users specific ads. Facebook said Apple's move will harm their small business advertisers and is about profit, not privacy. Adriana Diaz, CBS News, Chicago.
A superstar who's got fans, money, and fame has a messy court situation, too. She appears ready to open up about it.
In recent years, fans of Britney Spears have claimed she has been forced to do things by her conservators, including her father. The vocal fans have become known as the Free Britney Movement, but Spears herself has said very little, even during court hearings. That apparently is going to change. The pop star has asked to address the court directly. That will come in June. The conservators control portions of Spears' personal and financial affairs. Spears has not performed publicly since 2018. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Essential Quality is the 2-1 favorite for Saturday's Kentucky Derby and will start from the 14th position. The race last year was held Labor Day weekend because of the pandemic. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.